there are nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
That's one small step for man.
Thanks for tuning back in. This is JVL. You're listening to a fucking podcast about music. All right, tonight it's going to be hard. I'm going to rip it up for you. Well, I'm not going to rip it up for you. These bands are going to rip it up for you. And I'm going to start off with this local band, local to me. They're from Maryland, and the band name is called Catatonic. They started around 2003, ripping it up, and they're going to tear it up tonight for you. If you're in the Maryland area, you can check them out at the Riker Theater in Baltimore, March 31st. It's an 8 o'clock show. There's going to be some other great bands there. All right, I'm going to cut it up with two songs, and this first one is called Beautifully Shattered. You can also check out their video on their MySpace page. All right, here we go.
Too far for me to hide it. I've lost my drive. My faith has faded.
right, I got another one for you by Catatonic. It's called Chemical Vacation. Remember, check out their website, get hooked in, join their friends list on MySpace. Here we go, Chemical Vacation. Next band up is a band called Falls Ending, and they're going to play a song for you called Livid. You can find all these bands tonight, you can find on MySpace. If you have trouble finding them, come to my webpage. That's jvl.podomatic.com. All right, this band, you know, they're from Baltimore, Annapolis, which is in Maryland, and they're playing. So go to their MySpace page, check them out if you're in the area. Here we go. Falls Ending. Next song, Fall's Ending, pulling you through.
You learn, I know, you can't hide and make from the charms. So deep inside, I wish I could open up your eyes. And I've seen you cry, and I know sometimes you wanna. You've had enough.
God damn, I like that fucking band. All right, we're about halfway through, so I'm going to hold myself for a quick minute. If you're getting into podcasting, you found me, you don't know what the fuck it is, not a big deal. But listen, I got a buddy who's doing another podcast and tears it up. He's got some great kick-ass bands on his show. And go check him out. The name of it is called Grit. All you got to do to find it is come to my webpage. It's jvl.podomatic.com. Scroll down the side. I got a list of a bunch of great podcasts. You'll find them there. It's called Grit. Check it out. He'll fuck you up. All right. Next band up. 30 Seconds of Shame. They're going to fuck you up with Reason to Hate. They're coming out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Pretty new band. They just kick ass. So here it is. I'm going to play two songs. 30 Seconds of Shame.
I wanna be your victim. I'll be the apple of your eye. I wanna burn down Eden so you'll have no place to hide. I am your invention, your one true nemesis. You're the one who empowered me, and I hope that you're prepared for this.
Next song up from 30 Seconds of Shame is Echo. Hey, and listen, if you got any smart-ass shit to say, you want to leave me a message, call this number right now. It's 206-350-2163. All right, back to the music. Here's Echo by 30 Seconds of Shame.
could say is as I've seen your pain. Something I could never know. The skin and bones betray my blood and drown my hope. Am I who I think I am? I don't know what to believe. Am I who I think I am? The echoes become me.
One more band for you. It's called A Freudian Slip, and they're from Baltimore, Maryland. They had the time to call me for a quick little interview. I'm going to play that right after these two songs, and probably that's going to be the end of the show. Listen, go check out these bands. Fucking shit, man. I don't do all this work for nothing. Go check out these bands, and if you're in the area that they're in, that they're playing, go see them. Like, for instance, this band that I'm going to play for you next, A Freudian Slip. They're going to be playing in Baltimore with a previous band that I just played called Falls Ending and Wasp, and that's on March 13th. They're going to be playing another one at the Riker Theater. I can never say that. Riker Theater with Power Man 5000. That's the kid brother to White Zombie. Man, you know? And, you know, most of these bands aren't signed, man. I don't know what you fucking record promoters are doing out there, but you fucking drop the ball. Anyways, enough shit. Here's A Freudian Slip, and the song name is 25.
Always feel courageous. Sudden seem prejudiced against love for life. Now I'm thinking I may just change direction and make a decision's ridiculous at this point in time.
My midlife crisis at 25 begun to grow.
Yeah.
Is the last song from A Freudian Slip, Aware. Okay, I got one more thing to say. If you're a band and you're trying to get played on my show, no problem. This is what you do. Go to my webpage, find the link to my MySpace page, add me as a friend, send me a message. Okay? It's that fucking simple. Just start with that. And for all the other bands that I haven't got to, you know who you are. I'm getting to ya. Guys, I'm backed up. I've had an enormous amount of emails, and I want to thank all the bands that have gotten in contact with me. And I just want to let you know, I haven't forgotten about you. It's just, man, I got a little bit of a life. So give me some time, I'll get to you. All right, I'm going to end the show with this interview. Good night.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's James from Unsound.
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. It's a Sunday night, and I fucked up calling you earlier, so I'm going to apologize for that. I'm sorry.
That's cool, man.
So what are you doing? What are you getting into?
What's that?
I said, what are you doing? What are you getting into?
Chilling, man. Just cruising home. Going to take it easy tonight. Had a couple beers earlier, and I'm going to just relax Sunday night.
Hey. All right, so what band are you in, and what instruments do you play?
I play with the 14 slip. I do vocals.
There you go.
That's it, man.
Fucking that simple, motherfucker.
I just add a voice to the music. That's what I do.
Hey, man. Shit. It's, you know, I came across you. I was checking out some heavy metal bands because I haven't played any heavy metal bands on my podcast in a bit.
Right.
And I came across you and fucking was like, hell yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed you only had 2 songs up on MySpace.
Right.
And that's generally how I do my surfing. But, I mean, is that off of an EP? Do you have an album out? Tell me more about your band.
Yeah, we just released a 6-song EP in December, and we're pretty much just pushing that right now. I just put up the 2 songs on the MySpace site that kind of, I guess, represent the different styles of us most. Being 25, kind of more laid back and more deeper thought and driven, whereas Aware is kind of a more hard driving song. The song that, you know, get the crowd going and kind of show that we can be aggressive at the same time.
Yeah, actually, it's dynamics. That's what I call it. Yeah,
right.
Definitely dynamic. How long have you guys been together? For a bit?
We've been jamming and trying to get things together for a little while. We've been an active band, I guess I'd say, for about 2 years. Active meaning out and playing shows and kind of figuring out who we are and stuff like that.
Okay.
For the past year, we've just really been trying to figure out, like I said, who we are and figure out musically what way we want to go. I mean, we all know what we like and we all know what we listen to, but it's just kind of molding the style together between the four of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, now, where are you guys playing? Where are you from? Where are you, what venues are you playing?
We're all from the, I guess, Glen Burnie, Annapolis area, all 4 of us.
In Maryland.
All in Maryland, yeah.
Yeah.
And our next upcoming shows, we've got, we're playing with Wasp March 13th, next Monday, at Rams Head Live. And we have a show March 26th, we're playing with Power Man 5000 at Record Theater.
Holy and shit.
Yeah,
I remember Power Man 5000, man.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's like the brother of White Zombie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, Rob Zombie's playing the same night, so it's going to be kind of weird that brothers are going to be battling out to see who gets the better crowd.
Yeah, because they got something to prove each one of those guys. I've seen White Zombie like 5 times.
Yeah.
On, you know, whatever. But
right.
And you're going to be playing with them.
Yeah, it should be fun, man. They're dropping a new record, and they're kind of going back to their old school style, kind of like the punk, hard rock, rather than like the... They kind of went to that, like, you know, electronica rock style. They went back to their roots and going to be playing some harder stuff. I heard some stuff online. Sounds good.
Man, you know what? That brings back a flood of memories.
All right.
Like, The Pit. Have you ever been in a pit? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
My first hardcore show was with this band called Anthrax. And White Zombie. And it was before White Zombie kind of got real popular. It was like that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 94. I could be wrong. And I was in a pit, you know, doing my thing. Like, first time in there. And I was like, yeah, woohoo. And I see a Doc Martin come flying at my face.
Because right. this guy was crowd surfing. Bam, I get knocked the fuck out.
When I hear 94, I definitely think of Doc Pump and Doc Martin.
Dude, I got knocked the fuck out. My buddy, thank God he's a big guy. I wake up and he's holding me. He's got me covered. And I look up and I look at his stupid face because he always had a stupid face. And he's laughing. He's going, oh, like that Beavis and Butthead shit. And he goes, you got knocked out. Seriously. Right. And then, you know what? I was like, fuck it. I was fine. I was cool. And that's what I love about music. Like,
right, definitely.
So if I go and see you with the Power Man and the White Zombie, you're going to give me a kick-ass show or what?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, it should be off the chain. I know a lot of people are talking about it, and a lot of people are excited to see Power Man 5000 play again because it's been a while, you know. So
now, where can my listeners find you on the internet?
The best space right now is just myspace.com/AFreudianSlip.
Yep.
We do have AFreudianSlipMusic.com as well, but that's being revamped because we just, you know, dropped the CD, so we're going to kind of, you know, revamp it looking like the CD and focusing more on the CD. You know what I'm saying? Before, it was just kind of random and had information, but us and a lot of bands right now are pretty much just using MySpace.com. We get more hits on that than we did on our regular website, and it's free. You get all the information, all the shows and music right there whenever you need it, you know.
Yeah, MySpace is definitely a tool, but
right, right.
Like, and it's good for your fans. Like, if there's any fans out there you want to give a shout out to, by all means, go ahead.
I guess just everybody that's kind of supported us along the way, and you know, a lot of our close friends and that were fans of my version of the diary, and you know, friends that have been fans ever since day one, and that's it, man. You know,
we've
got a good core of people that have supported us and pushed us along the way, and we've gotten a good response so far. So that's why we keep doing it. You know.
All right, now, you know, one more time, this show with Power Man 5000.
Right.
And Rob Zombie, where's that going to be at, and when?
The Rob Zombie show is at 9:30 Club. We're playing with Power Man March 26th at Record Theater.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, dude. Thanks a lot for. I know it's late on a Sunday night. You got shit to do, TV shows to watch. But thanks for giving me a call back, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, man. Take it easy.
Cool. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, that's the end of the show. I'll catch you guys next time.